History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
RMD mistakes investors often make. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is here this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Jad. Well, if you've built up a good-sized 401k or IRA, congratulations. You've put money away, it's been invested, and it's grown. Well, to encourage that type of behavior, Uncle Sam at the IRS has allowed you to defer paying taxes on that money, of course, when it's in your IRA or 401k. But when you turn 73, they require you to begin taking money out for most investors, thus triggering taxes. There are lots of rules around required minimum distributions, and here are some mistakes that some people make. The IRS sets strict deadlines. Your very first RMD, when you turn the year you turn age 73, can be delayed until April 1st of the year after you turn 73, but every one after that must be taken by December 31st. Missing that deadline can initiate some very steep penalties. RMDs are based upon the IRS's life expectancy tables and your account balance at year end. Withdraw too little, and you could face a penalty of up to 25% of that shortfall. If you have several IRAs, you can take your total RMD from any one of them, but the 401ks, each account usually requires its own withdrawal. That detail trips us up many, many times. Well, RMDs count as taxable income, and they can push you into a higher bracket or affect your Medicare premiums. Spacing withdrawals or coordinating with other income sources can often soften that tax impact. Well, how you name beneficiaries affect how distributions are handled after you're gone. Not updating them or leaving them blank can create headaches for heirs. RMDs are manageable with a little planning. The key is to know the rules, stay on schedule, and to help you, work with your certified financial planner pro if you're unsure about things. A little attention now can save you penalties and help your investment money work even more efficiently for you and your family. And, of course, if you have any questions on RMDs or other planning, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Support your local Chamber of Commerce Day.
Okay.
The aim is to spread awareness about local businesses and convey our attitude to our local chambers of commerce for supporting the growth of entrepreneurs and local businesses. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce was established in 1912. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Following the proposal made by President William Howard Taft.
Wow.
And his Secretary of Commerce and Labor, Charles Nagel, made that recommendation to Congress. And so the Chamber of Commerce Act from 1912. Do you work much with the Chamber of Commerce, or have you?
I have, yeah. Over the years, I've been, yeah. When I first started out, I remember going to chamber mixers and that sort of thing, and getting to know some people who were coming up in business.
See, it's a marvelous way to network.
It is. It certainly is.
Get into the chamber and start mixing with people, and you'll not only will you make them friends, you'll find out some really interesting pointers on how to do business.
Exactly, whether you ask for it or not.
Oh.
obviously you meet some good people, and you help support other businesses, other local businesses, and that's great.
Their annual meeting's coming up. When is that? Usually it's right around November or is it December?
I thought it was fall sometime. I can't remember exactly when. That's when they usually have the big speaker come in.
Yeah, the big speaker. It's the big meeting. I haven't seen anything on it. I haven't been checking their webpage or anything.
That's a good point.
I should check it because they've had some great, great speakers over the years at that big annual.
Oh, gosh, they've had some big hitters. That's for sure.
So I'll go see if I can check that out here in the next couple of days, find out what's going on down at the Chamber of Commerce.
You ought to get somebody in for your issues show.
That would be a good idea. Well, as a matter of fact, I did have an invite into Mr. Rolfe, who is the head guy down there, whatever, the president, whatever.
Right.
John Rolfe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Could never find a hole in his calendar where he could come and spend a half hour with me.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
wow.
Tipped out trying. And I guess, you know, honestly, it's a lot of my fault because I'm pretty limited on when I can do the show.
Right.
Time-wise and day-wise, there are certain times I can do it. And, you know,
Well, you usually have a slot between 2 and 2:30 a.m., right? Generally,
right there. Come on down.
Yeah.
I've got a little dead spot there around 2 a.m. if somebody wants to come. Actually, I try to do the show about 9:30, and that seems to be a challenge for some people.
I made it. You featured me on one.
You were one.
It was probably one of your highest rated shows.
It was,
I'm sure.
Through the roof. actually, today we're going to do one today, and my guest coming in for an interview, I've never met her, the Sedgwick County Treasurer Brandy Bailey's going to be.
Oh, wow. That should be interesting.
All the tag office and stuff. We ought to have a good half hour.
You should.
October 15th, on this date, 49 years ago, in 1976, in the first debate of its kind between vice presidential nominees Bob Dole and Walter Mondale faced off in Houston. I didn't remember that, but this. Bob was running for vice president. He was Gerald Ford's running mate. Mondale was Jimmy Carter's running mate, and that was in 1976. Of course, Carter won the election. And probably the reason, big reason for that was that President Ford pardoned Richard Nixon from any crimes that he may have committed. Bob Dole involved in a debate, vice presidential debate, 49 years ago today. A North Carolina woman said she and her husband finally will be able to take a honeymoon. After 31 years of marriage, thanks to a $1 million lottery prize. 31 years, no honeymoon. Holly Springs resident Cheryl Bach told North Carolina Education lottery officials she bought a $10 million spectacular scratch-off ticket from the Harris Teeter on Village Walk Drive in Holly Springs. I don't know what the Harris Teeter is, but it's some kind of a store. She was shocked to uncover a $1 million prize. She's going to go on a honeymoon and maybe fix up the old shack there a little bit.
Yeah, and of course, just kind of goes to show you that these days, it takes a lottery win to be able to afford to go on a big vacation.
Yeah, just about anything. There you go. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jad.
Doing our show preparation this morning, I saw another story about the soybeans, and some people are having some problems over that. So what's the deal? Just that China stopped buying our soybeans? Is that it?
Yes, China hasn't bought any of our soybeans since way back early this year. And it's all over a trade war.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, Steve, the majority of the media that's covering this now has never covered ag stories hardly ever, and they don't get the whole story out there. I mean, soybean prices are just a little bit lower than what they were a year ago this time.
Yeah.
And it isn't like the soybean prices have plummeted from what's going on with China. They have not plummeted near to the degree as what wheat and cotton have. Wheat and cotton's been making new contract lows and have been in a downtrend for quite some time.
Oh, wow.
Milo prices are extremely low, and basis is getting worse out there on the Milo prices, too. Those markets are just as bad off. And also, Milo and cotton's been affected by China not buying any of that here for quite some time either. But the soybeans is getting all the attention because they feel that there's going to be government payments to make up
for export trade. Yeah.
And, of course, nothing's going to happen as long as the government isn't working right now. And we're in day 15 of that nonsense.
Oh, what if the national media figures out that there's a problem with wheat prices?
They won't. I'm going to tell you what, the majority of the media out there has a hard time even realizing farming exists, and then they don't even understand it enough to report it correctly when they do.
You're correct. I mean, we're out in the middle of the world, and you know, if you're not in the center of New York or Los Angeles or Washington, a lot of the journalists just they're not out here. And I don't know that they even have people out here, in regional network offices or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think you're right about that. And, you know, we can't just criticize the journalists, but it's the whole U.S. population now. So many generations removed from the farm, they do not understand any of it. We even got
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
adults out there that believe that all their food comes from Dillon's and Walmart and Costco's.
Well, I believe that too. No. All right, listen. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. RMD mistakes investors often make. Don's on the way. Steve is head of the morning here on KNSS.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.